With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More high-level talks next weekend as U.S. and Iranian officials meet again to discuss Tehran's nuclear program. While recent discussions have been described as somewhat productive, there are concerns over actions being taken by the rogue nation. Military analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says Iran is getting very close to a nuclear weapon.
We're told by IAEA that Iran's programs have stockpiled 18,286 pounds of enriched uranium, and they have some, not sure exactly how much, is 60% pure. 90% pure is weapons grade and therefore could be made into a nuclear weapon.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump has been stepping up his attacks on Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The nation's central bank has enjoyed independence from politics for decades, but that independence is increasingly at risk as the president fumes about Powell and his decision not to aggressively lower interest rates.
I'm not happy with him. I let him know it. If I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast.
Many legal scholars agree that the president cannot fire Powell from the Fed's Board of Governors, but there is less agreement over whether a president can remove him as chair. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Trump administration asking the Justice Department to investigate New York Attorney General Letitia James over a real estate transaction. Federal Housing Finance Agency asking for a probe into reports James had falsely listed a home in Norfolk, Virginia as her principal residence. That on a document related to a house purchase. James calls the allegations baseless. This is SRN News. You can add another big corporation to the list of those giving up on DEI.
Constellation Brands is the importer of several popular Mexican beers to the U.S., including Modelo and Corona. Company officials have announced they're dropping all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, America's largest LGBT pressure group. President Trump's election has prompted a wave of big corporations to quit what's become known as woke capitalism and turn their backs on the gay agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
GOP lawmakers recently introducing symbolic bills calling on the Supreme Court to overturn its ruling that legalized gay marriage nationwide. Meanwhile, GOP legislators in Missouri and Tennessee proposing measures to create a category of marriage called covenant marriage. It would be reserved for one man and one woman only. This is SRN News. Well, former students are really mad. They're suing United Airlines and its promised one-year flight school over fraud allegations.
The lawsuit in Phoenix federal court accuses United of falsely promoting an intensive training program that would help students become commercial pilots after a year. In reality, the students said in an amended complaint that United Aviate Academy didn't have enough teachers or aircraft. Many of the students alleged they were expelled for taking too long to advance through the program, even though their flight time was limited by staffing issues. United defended its curriculum in a statement and said it's proud of its hundreds of graduates. John Scott reporting.
6 years after a man shot and killed 23 people in a Walmart in El Paso, the gunman's criminal case set to come to a close. Patrick Crucius expected to enter a guilty plea tomorrow. More details at SRNnews.com.